Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Ferach.
Bobaile Mussol, the Gilgison Clare Show, Clare na Gael. This is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell about Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present Clare na Gael, with part of the programme in the English language, as Leis Pert Jane Clare Sir Gilg, and with part of the programme in the Manx Gaelic, Jinn Yn Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanin, the Isle of Man. As Mavanach dot Rish, as Blaine by Nordach. I thought I'd look at the first editions in the new year of the newspapers from 200 years ago, the Manx Rising Sun and the Manx Advertiser. A short tayach je skiel na brerach and grim, as for me a chi grey devel I my eren, ach te enema character my eren for thee, ach treu tam I smullion er a skiel heen, ach a nodum grey devel fissem ernevis tach a rangi. She tom or deg den skiel shaw. However, the year hardly begins before there's a commemoration of a tragic event, the judicial murder of William Christian, Ilium Christine, Ilium Dawn, on the 2nd of January, 1663. Here, a Kirjan Kujach. Tawis Geisjach, Rish Radio Vanning, Stasiun na Nasiun, Viscol or Scalia Mach, Vaidulish, Alian Vanning.
Vau lau yes and ill sul yes tien og de the nodjin at hoish thyons fear she true fagus gonless fair mau don yer be as te the vesilium mur brishan and creep. Se talu fer elias yn e, ac eliam y cawl, lig se folch e. Eliam y cawl, sloch na bebwi, se dda fes eliam don yr en brysian yn grib.
Nims mi hi na fedjach leis mochas trishtel,
Bes Ilium Dawn, the lament on the death of Ilium Dawn, Ilium Christine, William Christian. At the start of 1826, the island was still feeling the repercussions of the public disorder following the imposition by Bishop George Murray of a very high level of tithes on a staple of the diet, the potato. The tithe on potatoes in Ireland was set at 2 shillings and 6 pence an acre, and in England it was 3 shillings an acre. George Murray decided that he would set a tithe of 12 shillings an acre on Manx farmers. Well, people blocked tithe collectors from entry into their fields, and there was physical violence against the tithe collectors. The potato harvest wasn't particularly good anyway, and it was a necessity of life. Crowds gathered to protest at places where potatoes had been taken by tithe collectors for storage. Some property was damaged and destroyed, including by fire. Well, at that time, arson attracted the death penalty, and later it was said that the fire had been started accidentally. However, it does show the depth of feeling that had been aroused by the bishop's clumsy attempt to impose such a high tithe on potatoes, on such a necessary commodity, a staple of the diet. Tread rauf y bodach bachon, as vech yn hau cwlch choli syniast yr beg, as ynach ei broda yn ail, chawds fy'n ben llesio ega nysau ag y chwil sniwi eg. As ynach ei grei, chod dri teig yn pech yn yr bi mae gyd ymwn, a tostach tan tai ein, as ta tai yn slai eliach o sianach ys gynnal. Te, dregyr y ben llesio ega, as rennu osnach e. Drawach fair ein, as yn fair sien cho beggys beg, fegnus mŵn yn o'r ddegem, crech o man ro fain. Fech sien dy jar o cwlin y mi yn mychri. As hach yr ei lwg tamult, dy rwgr y fen, pecha, fy slen jint o'n swlion o alt yn ege, ach na raw fegnus mŵn yn o'r deg. Eish dwt na perentyn, te ciart marwas yn giri, as nimmage co graide de moor. As hugged en the mare rare woods, tom or deg. As gaed a dugged de paltje vi, had de se na smoo, ach hanna che de girach an unwoods as treve rugged jag entoyacht. This is a Welsh song now about a blackbird, given something of a tango flavour, in fact, by Welsh trio Elven.
Der in die I bliv in Sida. I pig I rat avodaria. Da vodaria.
Stacey Blythe on accordion and vocals, Helena Reese on fiddle, and Jordan Price-Williams on bass. And as the trio Elfen, they performed a Welsh traditional song about a blackbird, a Derin Du. For Eblin and Fi Baeg Tom Ordeg, as we Firach de Lus Crina, Drau de Chuliurid Vajintega, Chitlesh. La Drau, Ren and Erega, Erlo de Holmach Sechel, the Yara Foy. As Durte, Mordebege des and Heen, Ne Salium Drau Per Enyach on de Chorlesha Cart, the Chit Machuel. O, ma dilly Tom Ordeg, fodum corliam a chart, lig dau sienna yunu, as ega tre car, nis. Eish, renan gera as durte. Cren hach ni u culina sien, tau as ro veg de chumla chastrina. Scumma de sien den chush ma air. Chauds ta ma boir freirish a snuek, bim ma hai uns cleis a chabil, as ni minch de an red de gul. Well, durt an erige, nimmet corre bear, an unheard. Treven treer jit de oil toyek der an red, ren de voir frailrish snew, lug ji cor tom or deg stiachons cliche chabil. And the fallout from the public disorder of late 1825, because of Bishop George Murray's proposed potato tithe, can still be seen in the first edition of the Manx Rising Sun newspaper of 1826, which reports: at the Timbald Court on Thursday last, a bill passed to prohibit the exportation of potatoes during this season of scarcity. The riot bill for the preservation of property is in great forwardness and will probably be completed when the court will meet again. We earnestly hope that measures will then be adapted for opening a negotiation for the commutation of tithes, which has become so very necessary for the peace of the island and the welfare of the church. Well, the commutation of tithes was to allow for a cash payment in lieu of, as it were, taking the actual food out of the mouths of the people, who relied on the potato as a staple of their diet. And as the Manx Rising Sun alluded to, there was a difficulty because of scarcity at that time.
Thank you.
Keeping us in the loop there was Scottish band Manran. Well, I say Scottish band, but one of the members is whistle, flute and Ilian pipes player Ryan Murphy from County Cork, who also plays with Emer, but predominantly a Scottish band, Manran. Dashun and Ashun today, show Radio Vanning. A she Claire Nagale was Rechlash and Cartnish, Meron Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
To care dot Clash and the Cledden Clare reach through the Chraman Eish Reach, Inadega Radio Vanning. On show to podcast Jane Clare again nasty news. Natrud and Reich here at the podcast ed, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. 2024 saw the celebrations of 200 years of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution at the instigation of Douglas resident Sir William Hillary, who took part in rescues in Douglas Bay. One of those rescues was of a Royal Navy vessel, the Vigilant, in October of 1822. 2 months later came the wreck of HMS Racehorse on Lang Ness. A single vessel made 4 successful rescue missions out of Castletown, but on the return journey, from the 5th, that boat was swamped, and 3 of the rescuers and 5 crew members of the racehorse were lost. These were the events which were the spur for Sir William Hillary's prospectus, which bore fruit in 1824. The first, Manx Rising Sun for 1826, says, "A meeting, consisting of the most respectable inhabitants, took place at Castletown, for the purpose of cooperating for the preservation of seamen's lives from shipwreck, according to the National Institution. We are happy to hear that it was numerously attended, and the Lieutenant Governor presided." As Mursor and Tom Ordeig imman roche, as e gillachmach, hup yat the chabel. Mae'r so hae a cabl roes cart mae'r rhaw y maen sy'r eg a gymyn ei, a siar neu a chart rys y red cart gys y cheil. Eish hach yr ei cart chaws fad gulm y gyd coniel, as fan fair beg gilach mach, hwpliad, dy jach des dior i sia. Jich, dwt fair jaw, creu nach dy so, ond sient y cart gul y red, as dyn imanach gilach mach ar y chabl, as na iaich yn el... Hynel i'r ag yn bôl yr bu. Sfi chwech ei dŵr dy fer elia. Nimwch aert er y chart, as feddyn ma cwais lesi. As hae y chart, cia trwyd y cheil, sws gys y wolf yn ffoi i'r fe giarit. Tre ren Tom Ordeig gyd yn siliau jen er ega, dilia mach, jich me, sio mis as y chart em, nish gaw nws mi. Ren yn air cwmwl y cabl leis y law chier ega, as leis y law ies ren ei trogl nws y mac beg ega, mach as clis y cabl. Cornish band Caracana sing now of The Banks of the Foy.
It was late in the evening as the autumn light fell. A stranger came wandering through wood, field and dell. To find ease for his heartache, he roamed the wide world. And he found in the westland a sweet Cornish girl. She was graceful as the grasses that waved on the moor. She was bright as the waters that washed to the shore. This wandering boy, I could stay here forever with you by my side, and never more roam the cold world so wide. She said, I'll walk beside you in Tristram's fair dells, who's far away, and I know he'll return for me one day. He wrapped her in his arms, where she clung like a child, and she wept, for she knew that her heart was beguiled by this stranger whose touch turned her to wait, and if faithful our love cannot be, he said, I will go, you'll never more see. As they bowed to each other, they cried out in vain, for they knew they must never be parted again. So they walked to the river, hand in hand, side by side, washed away by the tide, round each other, enfolding their arms tightly curled. Now he's kissing forever his sweet Cornish girl. He wrapped her in his arms, where she clung like a child, and she wept, for she knew that her soul was beguiled by this stranger whose touch turned her body to flame, and her loving heart was riven in twain. When you hear the sweet girl, you cry over the moon, or the breeze whisper secrets across these high tones. When the wavelets lap gently against the long strand, it's a sigh for these lost lovers from this sweet land, by the green banks of Foy, where the wind shadows dart. You might hear in the ripples, you've stolen my heart. And I love you, yes, I love you, my sweet Cornish girl.
The Banks of the Foy, performed by the Cornish Quartet, sometimes Quintet, Caracanna. Ren tomor deg saishi ser kiap, as e len ghinl as jint buiach. Treren in de yori fagin e, but jint balu les yindis. Fe yera, renan deri ye, look de goil riliadi a je elia, greirish. Jicha saw, otach a fair beg cost a fortun dun, de jinnach shin tashpina e, sa valia, ergid. Aber de jinnach shin kionach e. Mur saw, hayad gus a yara de foy is dortad. Crect on the dunya beg. Nimmage gol kereel, nach jinnach adi ir be chit day. A jinnum, dregger an air, she bogum a chrie, as chene son ulu an ergit sa tail, yirin se a chrek. Ach, ren tom or deg, trechile in of a gol air, drappel sous arbel and coot an air ega, as chouds vein a higher a gielen, dorte mor hanish sa chleis ega. Ma air, cart am I dot ligget out gol, hem back lier de lure. Esh ren an erege e a chord an de hunye son taus moor de herged. And the lieutenant governor at that time was Cornelius Smelt, in office from 1805 until his death in 1832. A pedestal, though without a statue on it, was erected in Castletown as the Smelt Memorial, and much of the money for the memorial came from Sir William Hillary. Returning to the Manx Rising Sun, it says that a committee was appointed, of which the founder, Sir W. Hillary, is the president. That meeting was in Castletown, and the Manx Rising Sun for Saturday the 7th of January also reports that this morning about 200 recruits have arrived for the purpose of making this a military depot. It's expected the detachments are to be kept at all the towns. This will enliven them and excite the attention of the ladies. The detachment of the 95th is reported to be about to leave the island by the same vessels that brought the recruits. Well, the number of the 95th was given to the Derbyshire Regiment of Foot in 1823, but a different 95th Regiment of Foot had been garrisoned here some years before. Now, at Dunchruniach last year, we had a beautiful concertina solo of a haunting Irish tune, but here it is with Irish lyrics, sung by Muireann Ní Chaoilleamh. A song from the Blasket Islands off Kerry coast, that was Muireann Ní Chaoilleamh. The Manx Rising Sun also has this report. On Friday last, the lively smack belonging to Peel, John Corkilmaster, was seized off Port Iron by a detachment of preventive officers stationed at Peel. with 2 tons of pepper on board, destined for Ireland. There were 7 Irishmen on board, to whom the goods belonged, and they, together with the prize and seamen, were all conveyed to Stranraer, where the revenue cutter is stationed, to which the officers belong. If these men had effected a safe landing in Ireland with their contraband commodity, it's supposed they would have cleared no less than £500 by it. As the first cost here in large quantities is only after the rate of 8 pence per pound, and is sold on the other side for 3 shillings, this immense gain is so strong a temptation to smuggling that it's not very surprising for adventurous characters like the lower orders of the Irish to run the greatest risks in that nefarious pursuit. Vrayan de runye je tomodeg a ball baile shve na hai. O chor mi dulia ganedded, dwrt ei rysferdiaw, eich foddwm siwl mae gyrt y mwy, as goel bach jen tîr, gyn gaw fe em jay tŵsim fwy. Mae'r so renad mor bailias, as tref y tom o'r deg ar chor sledn leis yn er ega, ren y dulia gol toi a cwjach er yn red. As fy troel der y henc y colirtas, as vrai y fair beg dy fe cwryd sys rys tamalt dy ynw chi'n dei, as lwg pert y gholiad renad cordel. Mae'r so renan dynia goel nwse fai yn edega, as hwg eis diach ons mar eich chaw yn redia. As rene rai ar sŵl chelirach, as lwg de snaw my gyd mas yn y clasion, rene sgyrad y doltasiam stiach ons tol loch, cart mor fe gyn dy ynw. Faster mai beg diwg na fainstyrn, fod eisiw gold y faliam y gwsh, dylia orw, as e gerach di. Renad rai sws, as renad locht am y gyrt les na magic yn ox y tol loch. Quartet of musicians from Fougères in Brittany, and they were playing a well-known piece of Breton dance music set apparently at the edge of the forest because it's called Costa Juan. Siodwt, stasiwn a nasiwn, radio fanning, a se Claire na gael fy sgwyl yr sgeliau mach ag yn tre ton. Mish, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
Ach, we hebben het eigen je ons vaardel. Ren Tom Mordeg's nuist jag on the soldier as the soldier. A ser no der awi chit de venus dori, we are u gulle redok, sen acht share the valia. As Udson ledden the snee, as the sporran and follamok. Trehoor mach Tom Mordeg de rauwedeng o, renne snau mach as a chulege fo hollow. Skauach an aber e, res am a girt na tuil sio sa dorachas dwrt e, sej ach vech e, de vrisham a wannel. Ach fa eich vai er, tre henke er slig chramen va follam. Shen mai de lur dwrt e, nish fodam kasna de sausha futna hi. As renne saure hin stiach onji. Rosh marau tred e de goel sa vin, chile deg an ye gul sha, as van derre ye greirish an jay elia. Crenach fod mud shreche de goel graim jay air as urge de tagar birchach. Fod am inst you an ach, dili mach Tom Ordeg? Crenach de sha, dut fair jay na merli, as e fo al de lure. As the habit of smuggling, says the Manx Rising Sun, always begets a system of idleness and profligacy, and frequently leads its followers to crime, and even the most fatal consequences, it's surely worth the consideration of government how far the temptation to this illicit traffic ought to be removed, by either limiting the quantity of pepper to be imported into the island to a reasonable allowance for necessary consumption, otherwise to impose such a duty upon it as to render it unprofitable to smuggle anyway. Well, then the Manx Rising Sun has an extended entry under Marriages. On Tuesday, said night at Balaf, Mr. John Tier to Miss Mary Christian, both of Jerby. A whimsical incident occurred a few hours after the ceremony, which, for a short time, disturbed the hilarity of the festive board. It appears that a certain damsel in the neighbourhood had previously borne two children to the bridegroom. Well, MacCrea once found that he had nothing good to say. Fortunately, he made it into one of his songs, and this is it.
Can't shake this off, can't break it down, can't make it right, can't turn around. You wear me out, I wear you down, we wear each other like a frown. You grip so tight that I can't see the bones beneath your skin, and all I'm gonna do is slip away. The more you cling to me, the less of you I want to see. And I've had nothing good to say, I've had nothing good to say for days. I'll shake this off, I break. I can't turn around. Still wear me out, still wear you down. We wear each other with a frown. Grip so tight that I can't see the bones beneath your skin. All I'm gonna do is slip away. The more you cling to me, the less of you I want to see. And I've had nothing good to say. I've had nothing good to say for days. Thank you. so tight that I can't see the bones beneath your skin, and all I'm gonna do is slip away. The more you cling to me, the less of you I wanna see, and I've had nothing good to say, I've had nothing good to say for days.
Matt Creer with his song Nothing Good to Say, going back a fair number of years, it has to be said, and all the backing was also performed by Matt in that recording. Of the damsel who's born two children of this bridegroom, the Manx Rising Sun reports, conceiving that the nuptial knot ought in justice to have been tied with her, she determined upon executing a curious species of revenge for what she considered an insult to her honour and worth. She accordingly took one of the children of her quondam Adonis, and when the bridal party were in the height of the enjoyment of the wedding feast, she rushed into the room, and pitching the infant upon the table, told them to make it their head dish at supper, and then departed with the celerity of a woodcock. The bridegroom, in a rage, immediately made chase, but the lady was too nimble for him, and he was obliged to return to the company in no little dudgeon, where, after sustaining with tolerable patience for a while the raillery of his friends, he very contentedly consented to take charge of the poor innocent pledge of his amour, and has clothed and put it out to the care of a respectable nurse. Tammy clash and pech eniach lort, durte merliach. Merso vat nen shadow was vat geistiach, as lort homor de grish. Gin shu goil me meriu, Nim salje gemaakt je en achter je noe. Cred tau eis, vrijad. Jis je me geert er het hollu is gaus je taste jane vol bait en gered ik het. Vejere hurede, as grog het niet zei. Tau is go beg doortad, kren ach voor de os kunel jen. Nis je, stregerei, vodem snuist jacht de heesjach en de baren jaren schemer het tagert, as kor macht u kreer bieb op aljat gedden. Kaart de loer doortad, nimmers kor eber as fedden macht nevis reinnewed. Maar zo tre renke taie tagert, ren tomor deg snuist jacht ze schemer. Ach, delia macht les ulju en jaart, wels u geri ulju nevis on shaw? Maar zo van een merly agly jas, als doort had, Lorna spwigge, na bech peger bi, erna gusta. And Gwen Mary was brought up in a Welsh-speaking household, but unusually that household was in Glasgow. And here she plays the harp and sings the song, Hwyr. Thank you. Gwen Mary and the song Hwyr, Late, with Gwen Mary playing the harp and singing, Gwilym Bowen Rhys on fiddle, and Jordan Price Williams on cello. Och ren Tom Ordeig liga air, na renny clashnad, as dilly a mac rish. Grave is you geary, fel siw geary ulio vis on shaw. As mor so, ren a cogra, fin a cadlo and shamer benyedda de sen, clashnay, as jiri sal yavi, as we geishach. There's an advertisement on the front page of the Manx Rising Sun for John Ward, a boot and shoemaker of Duke Street, Douglas. And in fact, he'd moved to Douglas from Peel when his shop at the foot of Castle Street was damaged in the Corn Riots of 1821. Now, amongst his family was James Cewley Ward, who became a great benefactor, particularly to Peel and Douglas, out of the great fortune he amassed in Canada, where he became a member of the legislature. So it's an incidental point in passing in the Manx Rising Sun, the first edition for 1826. Ach, nisht and tre erdit the choral yadi a pebernayach. Between 7 and 9, you can join Chris Pearson as he presents 2 hours of the best chill out music for your Sunday evening. And then at 9, it's time for Sundown with Judith Lay. Claire Nagale closes with music from the Sky Band Nightworks, who bring their electronica to Gaelic traditional song with Sheehan. Ach, Shene Cartnish, and so until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Evi Machriort, as Dutz, Mayerian Share.